WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
This is my brutality!
In your dreams, I eat, sleep, bleed.
This is the fallout from what ESPN deemed a C WrestlePalooza. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211 chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple button below the screen. You can use career code RockSock or Lin's M Ward in the Fortnite App Shop or Epic Game Circus. Hashtag Epic Partner. We're on the road to Crown Jewel, and it started tonight. We're here to talk about it. I am the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, there were some opinions about one WrestlePalooza. We'll talk about them on Thursday, because
we, as the internet culture, have always been rely upon about what ESPN rated a pay-per-view.
I mean, okay, I will say this.
It was an average. It was an average show. They are right, but it's just funny.
They are absolutely correct. It is funny. But, like, I think it's more because it was the debut show on the streaming app for ESPN. And they couldn't, you know, sugarcoat it a little bit and at least say it was, like, a B. Just, you know, to kind of sort of give WWE a little oomph.
Yeah. My favorite part was they called a short Cody Rhodes versus Drew McIntyre match. 17 minutes was the match. Short.
It was tiny. You blinked and it was over. I don't know what you're talking about.
17 minutes is short, so really going to base upon reviews. Anyway, we'll talk about more of that Thursday. Tonight was full of some good wrestling on the show. We had Penta and the War Raiders taking on the New Day in a no DQ match.
Lots of chaos,
lots of plunder. Team Penta with the win. Mexican Destroyer from the top of the rope.
That was spectacular. That was absolutely spectacular. Like, I have no complaints about this. It was chaotic. It was fun. There was just people going everywhere. We had the Mexican Destroyer off the top rope. Like, no complaints about this match. I thought this was really phenomenally good.
It was a really good match. We were backstage. Bayley approached Lyra and, you know, they were there. Bayley was being chummy. Lyra said, "You yelled at me last week." Bayley's like, "I don't know what you're talking about." But Bayley wanted her in her corner tonight. She agreed. So it was Bayley versus Roxanne Perez. Bayley got the win. Lyra celebrated. Bayley then shoved her down.
She number one. Shout out to Bayley for stealing the AJ's husband jacket. That was a nice little touch, but Bailey's just having difficulties with her feelings right now. Okay, guys, like, she, you know, it's a lot. She has a lot of big feelings. She's trying to figure these out. It's all good. It's totally fine. We're just, you know, it's great. She'll work through it. She'll figure it out.
Maybe she'll figure it out. Dominic wanted some help. He wanted help with his Rusev problem. And Finn's like, you go ask your buddy. You know, you didn't need our help last week. You know, where's your buddy's El Grande? Which we got a video package for Los Americanos later in the show. So they're acknowledging that there are multiple El Grandes. Is there a trio? And that that AJ and Dragon Lee will fight them next week. Fight two of them at least next week on the show.
I oh God. I hate this. I hate this so much. I hate this. Why are we expanding the El Grande universe? Why are we doing this? Like, okay. I'm just gonna say this. Like, since we made the swap from Gable, like, Kaiser's been carrying the shit out of it. He's been owning the shit out of it. I will give props where props is due. But can we please stop with this? Please, can we just stop with this gimmick?
No.
Please.
Nope, not happening. Can't happen. Won't happen. Will never stop. It's only growing. It has a deal with Little Caesars.
Why? Why does it have a Little Caesars deal?
Because it does pizza.
What? Like, why is it growing? I don't understand. I am so confused. Why? Why is it growing? Somebody please explain it to me. Please. It like I'm five.
Luchador's on top.
I mean, we're all down for luchadors on top, but, like, come on. Anyway. I'd rather see, like, Penta on top versus, you know, what's this? Anyway.
It's some of your favorite people in the world.
I know it's some of my favorite people in the world, and I'm really happy that they found them something to do, but they could find them something to do that doesn't involve this. Like, you could just put them back together as a tag team, and you could have them go into the tag division, and they could just do the Peaky Blinders Big Strong Boy gimmick again. Like, fuck, they're making a Peaky Blinders movie. You could just capitalize off of that when it comes out. Like, come on.
Anyway, going back to the bit that was happening, Dominic then asked for JD's help, and JD reluctantly agreed to do it for the Judgment Day. As Roxanne and Raquel were like, you should do it. And Dominic's like, okay, yeah, you're great. I already set it up. You get to fight Rusev. So it was JD versus Rusev. It's a good match, though.
I liked in the back how LA Knight was, like, walking by, and all of a sudden you just see Rusev slam Dominic up against, like, the crates or whatever. And he's, like, got hold of him, and LA Knight was kind of like, the fuck? What's going on there? And it's like, I don't know. It's like, it was just this, it looked worse than it sounds.
Uh-huh.
So it was like, what's going on there? But that was a nice setup. But yeah, like, I also, what I liked about that was just, like, the mixture between Rusev and Dominic. That was a good pairing.
It was. Dominic tried to interfere, but he got scared off. Finn Balor attacked Rusev after the match because Dominic won it, and then Finn yelled at Dom for not doing anything.
Rusev
got the win.
Did Dom really get scared, though? Like, did he?
I mean, he looked a little scared.
He looked hesitant, but he didn't look scared. He looked hesitant, and he stood there for a good long while watching it and watching as JD tapped. And only then did Finn come in and help. Right, because Finn wasn't out there, so Finn had to come in and make the save. And then Finn and Dominic were like, WTF. So we have more tension in the Judgment Day.
We do have more tension in Judgment Day. Adam Pearce was in the ring talking up the new women's champion, Stephanie Vaquer, brought her out. She talked about her dream and how she didn't know it would happen, but she sacrificed and it did. She thanked her father, who was in the crowd. Adam Pearce announced that Crown Jewel Stephanie will defend against the winner of Friday's triple threat match for the WWE Women's Championship. Stephanie will be there to see what happens. And they've celebrated her as the new Women's World Champion.
Good call. Great call. I love that her dad was there again tonight. And you had the sweet moment of her winning and then celebrating with her dad. That was so cute. And then they're doing this upright for her. Which, as they should.
As
it's
indeed.
a... Mo- it's a monumental achievement. It's a monumental climb for her, and she deserves to be celebrated. So we'll see where they go from here with this.
Nikki celebrated with her in the back. Rhea did as well. Rhea, Stephanie T is there. Asuka and Kairi showed up. Asuka said Stephanie didn't deserve to be champion. Nikki said she did and would be amazing champion. Stephanie's like, you know, obviously we could fight anytime you want. Rhea then got in Asuka's face, and as Nikki walked away, Rhea said she would try to stay out of it out of respect for Io, but she's tired of Asuka's attitude. Asuka said she's sick of Rhea and warned her to stay away from Io, or she'd show her why she's not ready for Asuka. Rhea's like, I'm ready. Let's do it tonight. So that became your main event for the show, which we'll get to in a bit.
This is a good little backstage promo. They have Kairi playing this really well.
Io talked about, told Asuka that she needed to go through with the match. Asuka said the match was happening. She would teach Rhea respect. She said she didn't need from any advice from anyone who lost. Io tried to talk to Kairi, but she got called away. Same thing happened with Io and Rhea. They started talking. Io said that Asuka's family, and then Io questioned, could she trust Rhea? And she's like, that's not what I meant. So a little tension there. But we'll get back to that.
Just a little bit.
We had the Usos backstage. They were talking it up, and they're upset they lost to the Bronsons. The Bronze. Jimmy said he went to Raw General Manager Adam Pearce to get a rematch, but Pearce informed him that Jay has a match with LA Knight. He got cut on his head, said he would have won the tag match if it wasn't for LA Knight. Jay said they had a lot to take care of. But they get through once they got through LA Knight. Yeah. Which led to Jay Uso versus LA Knight. Yeah.
Speaking of tension.
Good match. Jey Uso got the win. The Bronze interfered, distracting LA Knight, and gave Jey a chance to hit the spear and the splash for the win. Jimmy came out as Jey was heading to the back, and he kind of made the save for one LA Knight with a chair in hand.
He did.
But the show opened. Also, should mention, Cody talked to Jey, and Jey was eyeing the belt the entire time.
He was.
But Raw opened with the WWE Champion Cody Rhodes making a special appearance on Monday Night Raw. He talked about wearing the ring from last year for the champion versus champion match. This brought out the other champion, Seth Rollins. Rollins said it's simple as may the best man wins, but not because it runs deeper than with the two of them. Rollins said he knows what the fans in the locker room think of him. He asked Cody what he thinks. Cody said it's complicated. He said Rollins has made some questionable decisions. He said, hello to Mr. Heyman. Cody said Rollins changed his life by agreeing to face his opponent he didn't know at WrestleMania, which turned out to be Cody when he returned. He said it should be that simple, but I just had your lovely wife on my podcast the other day. He also talked about, you know, you were the guy who helped me at WrestleMania 40 and finishing the story. Cody Rollins asked Rollins what he thinks of himself. He said Rollins could be arguably the best on any given day, but Rollins is hiding behind three goons. He's wearing the ring. He said that Rollins, they had to talk about what he was wearing, the watch was wearing. Rollins said it was the watch that Cody gave him before WrestleMania. He said it's the first time he's worn the watch. Rollins questioned whether it was a gift that was genuine or that Cody was always up to something. Rollins took issue with Cody claiming that he's the quarterback and the person that leads WWE into the future. He said it's not a two-man show, though. I'm the alpha, said Seth Rollins. Cody's like, we've had three matches together. Yeah, think about it with these questions. They were all one-on-one. Will that be the case at Crown Jewel? And how many matches did Seth Rollins win? The answer is none. Solid setup for the match.
Very solid setup. Also, Seth is not an alpha. I'm sorry. He's not. I know, honey, you think that, but no, honey, you're not an alpha. Good call, though. Good try. Yeah, no, this was a really solid setup, especially when you had Seth being very contemplative in the back afterwards, where he's looking at the watch and he's really thinking about what Cody told him. Like, it went a lot deeper than just the surface, mm-hmm. which was really nice.
My favorite part about the thing was this segment. Seth was in the back. He's just staring at the watch. And then Becky's just going off. And just violent. She's talking shit about Cody, talking shit about the Usos, talking shit about CM Punk and AJ Lee being the greatest. And she's like, you know, I'm going to make an example out of them. She snatches her belt and walks out. She's just walking, pacing back and forth, that he's just sitting there. the dynamic was perfect.
It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. Like 10 out of 10, no notes.
But she didn't do anything. So maybe that's a follow-up for next week. But your main event was, in fact, Rhea Ripley and Asuka. And guess what? It was a really good match. Shocker. I know.
Shocking. Like, I don't think they were expecting it to be good.
It was a short match, only 17 minutes. Just for official record sake, it was only a short 17-minute match. Could have been 18. Would have been longer.
So wait, is like a medium length like 20? Is that how we're doing this? Like
ask
1
ESPN.
To 20 is short, 20 to 30 is medium, and then 30 and beyond is a nice long match? Is that how we're qualifying this?
That might be how it goes. Rhea got the clean win after Kyrie was, you know, on the apron. She got knocked off. Rhea rolled up Asuka, got the win. Asuka then sprayed mist in Rhea's eyes. She then had Kyrie come in the ring and throw punches and kicks at Rhea, reluctantly. Io made the save, protecting Rhea. And then she backfisted. Asuka backfisted Io and then encouraged Kyrie to attack Io, which she eventually did. And then they did the insane elbow off the top to end Monday Night Raw. Good main event. Good stuff.
Really good main event. Really fantastic stuff. Especially for Kyrie, again, being reluctant but still going along with it and doing things like that. You had the official split up between the trio, and Asuka coded Rhea, man. She was green.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was a good way to end the show, and just a very entertaining show overall. I'll give it a solid B.
Solid B. But that was Raw.
It was Raw.
Which means Thursday we're back live for the wreck.
That's right. Tune in. Rock and I will be talking all about WrestlePalooza, what we thought about the show. We'll give you our letter grading. We'll see if we see it's a C show or if we want to give it a C+. Because there is lots to talk about from this show. So tune in. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio. Sunday night, we're talking AEW on Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Tune in for that. And we'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show, live whenever Raw ends, to talk all about it. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio. Network chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple button below the screen. You can use creator code Rock and Sock or
Lens M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lens Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lens Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LensWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lens Ward Zero.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack and right back here every Monday night along the airwaves. The Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.